This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, December 18. Stand firm in faith. A reading comes from Isaiah chapter 7 and 8. When Ahaz, son of Jotham, the son of Uzziah, was king of Judah, King Rezin of Aram, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, marched up to fight against Jerusalem, but they could not overpower it. Now the house of David was told, Aram has allied itself with Ephraim. So the hearts of Ahaz and his people were shaken, as the trees of the forest are shaken by wind. Then the Lord said to Isaiah, Go out, you and your son, Sheir Jasub, to meet Ahaz at the end aqueduct of the upper pool, on the road to the launderer's field. Say to him, Be careful, keep calm, and don't be afraid. Do not lose heart because of these two smoldering stubs of firewood, because of the fierce anger of Rezin and Aram and the son of Remaliah. Aram, Ephraim, and Remaliah's son have plotted your ruin, saying, Let us invade Judah. Let us tear it apart and divide it amongst ourselves, and make the son of Tabeel king over it. Yet this is what the Sovereign Lord says. It will not take place. It will not happen. For the head of Aram is Damascus, and the head of Damascus is only Rezin. Within 65 years, Ephraim will be too shattered to be a people. The head of Ephraim is Samaria, and the head of Samaria is only Remaliah's son. If you do not stand firm in your faith, you will not stand at all. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. Then Isaiah said, Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Raise the war cry, you nations, and be shattered. Listen, all you distant lands. Prepare for battle and be shattered. Devise your strategy, but it will be thwarted. Propose your plan, but it will not stand, for God is with us. Today's reading in Isaiah takes place many years after the kingdom of Israel had divided. The northern part, made up of 10 tribes, was still called Israel, and sometimes Ephraim, and their capital was Samaria. They had hopelessly walked away from God. The southern part, known as Judah, plus the tribe of Benjamin, was not far behind. Judah was under attack by Aram, Syria, and Israel. In a panic, King Ahaz of Judah turned away from God and looked to the powerful king of Assyria for help. Isaiah told Ahaz not to fear, but to stand firm with faith in God. Israel and Syria would soon be shattered, he said. God even offered to give Ahaz a sign of his own choosing to prove that he could trust God. But Ahaz refused. So God, the true King of Kings, gave both Ahaz and the house of David a sign. God said a virgin would have a son, and he would be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. How does that relate to us? A week from today will be Christmas. Matthew describes the birth of Christ as God's miraculous fulfillment of the sign given to Ahaz. Jesus was born, and he is Emmanuel, God with us. We may be tempted to lose heart because of warring nations or life-threatening events, but this sign remains our hope. Emmanuel has come and is coming again. Stand firm in faith, sisters and brothers, for if God is for us, who can be against us? Pray with me. Lord, help us to stand firm in faith. Thank you that in Jesus nothing can separate us from your love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.